I'm going to read a couple of verses in the book of Isaiah tonight. If you want to turn there, it's something the Lord will help us. Hallelujah. How many has been praying for revival? Amen. Revival in your heart and in your church and in your family. Praise God. I've been seeking the Lord for revival. I think that would cure a lot of things, don't you? Amen. Amen. Isaiah 51 and verse, let's begin reading with verse 9. Awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Are thou not it, which it referring to the arm of the Lord, are thou not it which hath dried the sea, praise God, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord, thy maker, that hast stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread shall fail. I am the Lord thy God that divideth the sea, praise God, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which hast drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. I won't read any more right now, but I just feel like tonight for a few minutes I want to preach from these words that were prominent in these scriptures. Amen. The first part of this scripture, amen, sounds kind of like I've been praying lately. The Bible said, awake, awake, O arm of the Lord. Praise God. Like I've seen it before, like you've done before, like you, amen. How many, you know, every revival is born, amen, where folks get hungry to see God move like he has moved before. Can you say amen? I mean, we need a revival in this house even tonight. Praise God. A move of God to move through this house that would stir, amen, God in our favor. We know that God doesn't sleep, amen, or slumber, amen, but sometimes my heart gets a yearning, just like today. I know God's in the arrangements here. I'm not, just because I didn't have a message, I knew God wasn't dead, and God's a-moving, and God's a-working, and it's going to work out just like he wants it to. I just gave myself to the Lord, and I said, this is your business, Lord, amen, but I want to preach it. I'll tell you a little more about it as I go. Felt a little tremor in my soul. Amen. But I tell you, we need a revival. Amen. I asked a brother in my church the other night. We were having church, sort of. And I whispered over to my brother, my right hand. I whispered in his ear, looked out over the crowd, and they were beautiful. They remind me of you in a way. And I whispered in his ear and I said, are they dead or do they only sleepeth? I think it was Sunday morning, you know. Amen. Jesus said, she's not dead. She only sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. Praise God. And he put him out on the porch and shut the door and went about his business. Praise God. Now I've got enough. I don't have a lot of sense, but I've got enough sense to know, amen, that if we can get a stirring, amen. And you know, many times before we wake up, we got to get God alive again in our lives looking. Are y'all not helping me preach? That's okay. It's not your fault. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, we need, I like what Elijah said, amen, here's what Zion, Jerusalem said, awake, O arm of the Lord, and it reminded him of a few things, amen, that he had done for them. You parted the Red Sea, amen, you brought us to on dry ground, amen. Oh, how many of us here at Dryden Road tonight would like to have a camp meeting? And you know, I just about hate to say the word, amen, you know, you just about hate to say it, like we used to do, like the good old days, praise God, amen. We banked so much on the good old days, amen, that we don't really know what to call these old days, amen. And a lot of times, I know it's true, and I hope you don't get mad at me, but a lot of times we jump a lot higher in our imagination than we actually did. I know you wouldn't like that, but and I'm not against the good old days. Amen. But brother, I think this is what Jerusalem, amen, had to say. God, would you wake up, amen, and come to, you know, I know the Lord don't slumber nor sleep, but I'll tell you what it takes in the mountains of Virginia if we're ever going to have revival. We've got to get hungry, amen, and begin to cry out, oh God, would you awake again like you did in David. Days gone by, and sanctify and search and bring the fear of God among us again. Hallelujah. Starting to feel a little better here. Amen. Brother, I could tell you some things as my mind. The Bible says in the last days he'd pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and old men would what? Dream dreams. Amen. Oh, they, you know, they, there at the temple the second time around, and many of the men wept and cried, amen, and some rejoiced for joy. There was a mixed emotions, amen, Brother Benny. I still remember you praying for me, amen, back last year, and I Lord, was using you. Well, that's off track, amen, but you know what I mean, amen, Lord, help me, amen, but there was mixed emotions, amen, because they'd seen the house in its first glory. And many times, I hope y'all help me, amen, but many times I preached that was just disappointment in them men's lives as they saw, remember, the first house, amen, but now I don't know if it was disappointment but sheer joy, amen, because, brother, they never thought they'd ever see it like that again. Brother, I'd like to see it like that at Dryden Road in this house. I come to have revival. That's why I'm searching for the right thing to say. And I'm going to wait right up to the minute. Amen, Brother Gabbard, to get the word. If I can at all. And if I don't get it tonight, I'll be listening for the morning. Amen. I need to get God. Amen. The God that heals. The God that delivers. The God that sanctifies. The God that leads by fire and by a cloud. Amen. A God. Amen. That we talk about. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, I feel like saying, amen, we're in a storm. Somebody wake the master. Hallelujah. Somebody wake the master. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Maybe I'll do better, amen, another time. Amen. But Jerusalem cried, oh, wake up, God. Amen. I love what Elijah did. And he laid his mantle upon Elisha. And then, you know, the same preacher that said, God, let me die. I love the fact that he never did. All prayers are not answered, are they? Aren't you glad of that? Let me die like everybody else. And God just wound him up and kept, he's still going. Praise God. Then he went up, he'd left his mantle. Amen. And that mantle fell to the earth. Elisha took up that mantle. Amen. And he went back to the same river. And he used the same mantle. And he used the same method. But it was a different man. Amen. And I like that. But he said this. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say amen. Amen. I want to come down here and tell you tonight. We need a revival where God awakes in all of His majesty and all of His glory and all of His power. Amen. The God of Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll not have a revival on talent alone. We'll not have a revival on promotion alone. We'll not have revival on fellowship alone. But we'll have revival when God awakens at our heart's cry and comes to us. Hallelujah. Now, I wish I could preach to you. I won't take too long. Amen. But I want to preach to us. We need God to awaken. Awaken the Master. We're perishing. Amen. How many feels? Let me get off. How many of you feel? And I guess there's times, sis, we and I know you don't have to admit it, but I've stood up before and said, Lord, carest not that I perish? Remember me? Huh? You say, well, are you blasphemer? Well, I can't help it. It came out before, and I really knew better. It sounded so foolish, but I said it anyhow. Amen. Lord, carest not that we perish. Are you going to sleep through this storm? Amen. Come on now. Oh, but God don't move like He used to. God hasn't changed at all. Amen. I tell you, we're going to come to some rivers in our life. Amen. Just like Elisha did. Amen. And we're going to need that same God that Elijah had. And I tell you, I've never seen a day like this. Amen. But we still need that same power. Amen. That same baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. We still need that convicting power of the Holy Ghost. If you think we can do without it, we are in trouble. We can't do without it. Amen. If we don't find that God of Elijah, we're going to be on this side of the river. But Elisha, amen, he could not find Elijah, but he could find Elijah's God. Hallelujah. I may not can preach like Brother Sutherland, but I can get anointed with the same God. And I can do what I can do. And I can say what I can say. And I can have victory over the devil. I got a couple of things here. Boy, I wish I had more. Amen. But it's time that we get a hunger to see God manifest Himself. Is that not what Moses said? When he came back down, he had a million man church, and they were everyone backslid, even his big brother that he left in charge of the church. And when God told him, go ahead and go up, he said, I'm going to go. And listen, I want y'all to listen to something just a minute. Listen. That's called quietness. Yeah. Hush. I don't know if it's holy hush, but it's a hush. Yeah. Huh? You're out there looking at me funny. Hallelujah. It's time. Amen. Somehow or another, we got an earnest desire to get God back in the picture again. Huh? Oh, I love this. Hello, brother. Good to see you. Hallelujah. They buried John the Baptist. And then the Bible said they went and told Jesus. Brother, there's some things we're going to have to get Him involved in that's too heavy for us. We don't understand. We can't see through it. Amen. Come on now. And so we're going to feel the Lord in this house. Amen. The church is crying in Isaiah 51. Wake up, God. And I know that sounds sacrilegious. Amen. But I want to know how many here at Dryden Road Camp Meeting will stay with me in this meeting. Wake up, God. Amen. I know God's not asleep. I know that. But what we're saying is let us see Your power. Amen.
man, brother, listen. If God is run out, if his arm is short, if God sleeps and slumbers, we're in trouble.
Oh, stay with me a minute. I don't know. I may have preached this here. I know I didn't preach it last year. I have my sources. But I just felt, I was panicked. And I tried to find, I'll show you why in a minute. And I'm going to have to get off of this. I ain't preach all night. Not like this, anyway. The church said, awake, God. And God told them, I am awake. And then he said to Zion, awake. Awake. He said, awake, awake. Amen. Awake. Wake up. You say, you want me to wake up? I'm the Lord thy God that divideth the sea, whose waves roar. The Lord of hosts is my name, and I have put my words in thy mouth. I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand. I am planting the I may plant the heavens and lay foundations of earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Now awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which is drunk at the hand of the Lord. In the next chapter said, awake, awake, and put on thy strength, O Zion, and put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come unto thee uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus said the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Are you listening to me? Amen, brother. We need an awakening. I said we need an awakening. Yes, we need God to respond to us in all of his glory. But when God responds, he'll say to the church, how about you waking up again to your prayer life, waking up again to your Bible reading and your devotion and your faithfulness. I feel like preaching to you a little. Help me preach a little bit here tonight. Praise God. God, I hear God saying, listen, the Bible said, amen, tares grew up among the wheat. An enemy hath done this. Huh? And the Lord interpreted. The Lord interpreted that message. I wish I could preach a little better for you. Huh? But the Lord said, the enemy is the devil. The field is the world. Huh? He interpreted it for us. And then he told us, while men slept, the enemy came. I wish y'all help me preach a little. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. I remember when I was just a young preacher, and we had our children. I believe there were three of them born at the time of the five. Three were born. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I felt the power of the enemy. And I just an alarm and a panic, and I listened. And I pondered, what in the world? And I felt the need to pray. So I laid there in the bed, amen, and I prayed, said a little prayer. And I went to sleep while I was saying it, back to sleep. And in a few minutes, brother, here it came again, and my eyes popped wide open, and I heard a voice speak to my ears in my heart. And I felt an eeriness in my house. And I heard that voice say, your enemy hath come. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That little lay me down to sleep prayer turned into a lot more right then. I mean, I shut the covers back and out of my bed and on my knees. Oh, y'all ain't getting this. Praise God. Hey, we're such a sleepy bunch. Hallelujah. And you know, what we've got is, and I pardon this, and I don't want y'all to get mad at me the first night. Not any madder than's necessary, okay? Amen. But back home they call it swine fever. When folks just eat a lot, and then they, you know how a hog will do? they'll go over and lay down. That's called swine fever. Anybody ever had the symptoms of it? Amen. You want to go? That's what happens to us when prosperity comes. Amen. The psalmist said, when I prospered, I said, I shall not be moved. Amen, brother. If we sing that old song, I shall not be moved because of our prosperity. We're getting ready to get uprooted and blown away. Somebody say amen. Oh, I wish I could preach better to you. I've got another point. Maybe it'll work here in a little bit. Amen. But I want to tell you, God is saying I'm awake. My arm is still alive. Amen. But I want you to wake up. Amen. The Bible said, awake. Amen. Oh, awake what? Awake unto righteousness. Amen. That's where we're sleeping. Amen. We wake up to the glossolalia. And we wake up to the speaking in tongues. And we wake up to the dancing. And we wake up to the church promotion. And we wake up to all of that. Amen. But that's not exactly, amen, what the Bible was talking about. Amen. When it said, awake, amen, to righteousness. And, oh, I feel like. Amen. Here's where we're sleeping. Amen. We're not eternal security. But somehow or another, amen, we think we can keep disobeying and quit living contrary to the Bible. Amen. Listen, brother, amen, that's what we need to wake up to. Where's the problem? We need to wake up and realize an enemy is among us, and it's called sin. The Bible said, awake to righteousness and sin not. Are you listening to me? Now I want to ask you, and I don't want to be too bold here, but I want to ask you, how much sin is sin not? Hallelujah. I said, how much sin is sin not? You say, but I'm a Presbyterian. Then you need to be a Presbyterian that sins not. Hallelujah. But I'm a Baptist. But you need to be a Baptist that sins not. I wish y'all help me preach. But I'm holiness. Then we need to be a holiness that sins not. For somehow have not the knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame. Awake. We don't need an awakening. Amen. To just church growth and business minds. We need a waking up to righteousness where we'll sanctify ourselves and plead with God to come to us once again. That book I was looking for. Now, that's the thing that was on my mind. I know that's crazy, but that's what's on my mind. I may have told it here. I'm preaching on awakening, and before I get done, I'd like to wake you. Right. If I have to kick you right on the kneecap. When I was a boy, my dad worked all through the week. Daylight to dark, and on the weekend, and through the weeks, I would hear him as he got up. He'd get up. He'd have to leave at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd hear him about 5:30, and I hated it too. I hated to hear it, but a lot of times I'd wake up and I'd hear him say to my mother, "Don't you let that boy." I was that boy. "Don't you let that boy lay in the bed all day. You get him out of here." And you get him out there cutting that brush out there in the corner of that pasture field, and you tell him, "I'm going to check it when I get to the house, and it better be cut." And, you know, that ruined my whole morning. I mean, I had another hour or two to sleep, but who could sleep knowing that that boy had things to do? Huh? And I remember on Saturday was the only time we got to see him nearly on Saturday, and I'm telling you, he couldn't sleep, and here he'd come in there, and he just rolled the cover back off my big feet. Me a snoring and sawing log, and he'd get my big toe and he'd crank it. I remember it been a bunch of times. He'd just crank that big toe. You know, mountain folks have the oddest humor, don't they? Huh? He cranked my big toe, and out of there I come. All the sun's up. Ain't you up? Praise God. I'm telling you, I wish we could have a meeting where some of you, where some of you good old moral, sweet, sleepy souls, somebody just crank one of your big toes and get you straight. I mean, I've seen people, brother, when they come out swinging. I wouldn't care if you come out swinging. Brother, the Holy Ghost get on you. We'll dodge and duck you. Just let you swing till you pray clean through. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what, amen, And I don't really know what it takes. And I got a feeling that it takes more than 3 points in a poem. Amen. Come on now. I got a feeling it takes more. Amen. Than just a good old loving service. Amen. We may have to turn this pew over. Like that one brother that was running around the church and he never noticed that he had this front pew was a little longer than the rest. I never could understand that. But he just come running thinking it's all the same. Had a row of front people like this. He bumped that pew and knocked them all out in the floor. Amen. Some of them just stirred them up and they thought, where am I? Praise God. Like the old boy down there in the white wood, his wife gouged him, trying to wake him up. Amen. And he said, it's your morning to fix the fire. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, one guy was sleeping. I seen him sleeping. And so I eased on toward him. Amen. I had a cordless mic. Thank God for him. Amen. And I just kept easing down. He thought I was still up here. And he was getting his nap in. And I didn't mind. He was less troubled that way. But I just kept easing up. And when his wife seen me coming, she went to scratching him on the back a little hard. And he woke up a little abruptly. And he said, do you think I have the itch? I was standing right here. He picked it up in the microphone. He said, do you think I got the itch, woman? Hallelujah. I tell you, I wouldn't care if you got woke up and come out of there. You know, ever how a man wakes up, that's usually the true character of that man. That's why when I wake up in glory, I want to wake up right, don't you? And I tell you how we're going to wake up. We're going to have to wake up now. We got to wake up the first night of this camp meeting. We can't wait till tomorrow night. We've got to get shook awake and realize where we are. And I don't know what it's going to take, but there's something we can do to wake folks up. Huh? I just like to... Oh, listen. I was down in Arkansas last year. Brother Lloyd Shoecraft, right? He brought me this book as a Falk. He brought me this book of McCartney. Didn't he want Pittsburgh area? Wasn't that where he was from? Yeah. What's the name of it? Where the rivers meet? Where the two rivers meet or something? Yeah, that's the book. He handed me that book and he said, it's not really that good. He said, but you might take it to Brother Ingram and get you something good out of it. He'd been nice to me. And so I took it up to the room. Some of y'all heard me tell this, I guess. I took it up to the room and I read the first chapter just to, you know, night couldn't sleep, and I just got that book. And that first chapter was worth every McCartney book that I'd ever had. Pearl. She got lame on the way, and she cried, and she screamed. And so the savages just killed her to keep from bothering with her. They killed her on the journey. They found her body. But the 10-year-old girl, I forget her name now. I was wanting to get it and read it. I was going to just read it to you. But the 10-year-old girl, she survived, just young German-speaking girl. And she stayed, I think she was 8 years old or 10. And she stayed in that Indian camp for 10 years. And when the war was over, the conflict was over, then the army rescued some Americans out of these Indian camps. Now stay with me. There's something here I want to talk to you about, an awakening. And so they had this girl, and they brought her to the fort. She'd grown up tall now. She had the same blue eyes, but that was about all she had. She changed, and she had forgot all about the German dialect. She couldn't speak nothing of the German. She couldn't even remember her mother's face when she tried to remember. I think she was 8 years old. It had been 10 years. She was 18 years old. She couldn't even remember her mother's face and what she looked like. Couldn't remember any German. Learned the Indian language and lived with them for all those years. They brought him to the fort. And this old colonel was a wise man. But they brought him to the fort and they called the mother, who hadn't moved. She stayed right there in hopes that her daughter would be brought back. 10 years later, they line them up at the fort, and Mama comes down the line, Brother Bill, looking at those faces, didn't recognize anybody. Here was this young 18-year-old girl, and that mama stood. She didn't recognize her. She didn't recognize mom. Mama's talking German. This girl didn't know no German. And so they did that three times in different places. Mama would run down there, have a few different ones. She went right by the girl, Brother Benny. No recognition. And the old colonel one day, he went out. And he said, "Ma'am, I've noticed you've been here three times. Are you sure your daughter's not here?" Said, "It just breaks my heart to see you go here and come up empty-handed. Are you sure? Is there not a scar? Or is there not some kind of something about her that you'd recognize?" "No scar. Nothing that I'd recognize." Said, "Well, is there a poem or an old song or something that you used to sing with your daughter that maybe she'd remember?" And she said, "Well, there was this old hymn that she used to love, and it was called Alone, Yet Not Alone." And she said, "But I sang it in German." And she said, he said, "Well, it may, maybe if you'll sing it, if she's here." He said, and I love this. He said, "If you'll sing that song, maybe it'll awaken something in her heart." And the mother went down through there and began to sing in German, "Alone Yet Not Alone." She hadn't sung halfway through the first line to down to the end. That slender 18-year-old girl with the blue eyes let out a wail that you could have heard in the next county. And she came down the line singing in German that song, "Alone Yet Not Alone." What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, listen, if we can get God awake, and we can get awake, we might can awaken somebody else that's forgot all about the shouting meeting. That's forgot all about Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That's forgot all about the prayer meeting. I wish I could preach to you, brother, if we don't waken some chords, there's going to be some people go to hell. Are you listening to me? Amen. It's more, amen, than just coming to church and going through the form. There's some of you sitting here, if I could interview the pastor, which I'm not going to, I'd say, "How about old brother so-and-so? Did he ever get in?" "Oh, yes, he used to get in." Amen. "Was he ever faithful?" "Oh, yes, he was faithful at one time." "Was he ever a soul?" "Oh, he used to win souls." "He used to be faithful." Amen. But now there's something deadened. They've forgotten the language. They've forgotten even the face. You sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." And they act like they got a pain in their side. But brother, we need a revival. We need a revival that'll awaken a chord in our heart. Where when we come to church, hallelujah, amen, we'll sing glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I remember, hallelujah. I wish somebody say amen. We've got a backslid society, amen, in our mountain country. In our mountain country. Am I doing any good back here? How about it, Finley boys? Y'all my friends. Am I doing all right? I know who to ask, don't I? I was praying. You know, I don't want this to sound like it ought not, but I didn't tell it for years and years. We was having revival one time, and it started the revival, and I was praying for some things, and God said, "Show me a verse in the Bible," moved on me in a verse in the Bible where it said Jesus continued all night in prayer. And I marveled at that verse, and I felt the Lord smite my heart and said, "Now that's what you need to do." Y'all just, I know y'all think wow, but no, don't think wow, think oh. And I remember that night, that very night, he dealt with me. Everybody left, and I went on and whispered to my family, "Look, I'm gonna have to stay tonight. I'll be home after a while." And I just went on home, and I stayed, and I laid my Bible down, and I marked that verse. He continued all night in prayer. Now, I thought all night was midnight, maybe, or 2 a.m, but he let me know that all night meant all night. And so I prayed, and I'm telling you, I prayed for everybody I ever knew. And 30 minutes later, I didn't know what to do. Huh? Y'all not getting this, are you? You ain't getting this at all. I don't know what, it ain't your fault. I don't guess. But I prayed, and then I got in the spirit of prayer. Because I know he wasn't going to let me up to the light, the gray light come through them church windows. And you know, he didn't do that just one day. He done it every night of the revival. And you say, "Well, what in the world did you tell that for?" I'll think of it in a minute. I know it's something. Praise God. Amen.
got in there. Listen, we need an awakening. Yes, this is what it was. While I was in there praying, I got to feeling a burden for the backsliders in our county. And I don't know why, but I got to praying in the spirit after nights of prayer all night. Amen. I got to praying for the backslider. I got to praying like this. And I know this is probably not right. I don't guess. I felt the spirit. I was praying, Lord, set their beds on fire. Huh? Now, I know that's a little, that sounds like I come from Kentucky or somewhere, didn't it? Set their beds on fire, God. And the Lord started dealing with me about some of these people that had backslid. And you know, they ain't nothing hardly. They ain't nothing. The Bible said it was better for you never known the Lord. Is that what it said? I mean, it's a pitiful mess. I'm believing now. It's a pitiful mess. Amen. But listen, amen. We need an awakening. Amen. Where the church comes alive. Where God is alive. And when God and the church are alive, it may be that we'll sing the right song. Amen. Say the right word. That'll wake up some backslider, amen, who'll say, hey, it was better with me in my father's house than it is right now. Amen, I don't know what it was. That old boy, and I don't know. I'll tell you, I pray, I can't hardly get a message, amen, for this meeting, but I did get this. I got a burden for lost people, and I believe God's going to save some more folks, amen, in this meeting. All right, listen to me. He's at least going to throw the lifeline out, just like he is right now. He's trying to sing your favorite song. He's trying to give you another word that'll awaken that old dead chord in your heart that'll get you to rise up and get hungry for God. I don't know what that prodigal, and I'm going to tell you, when somebody's backslid, it is a very complicated thing. Because, you know, they get bitter. Bitter as gall. They hate everybody, and then they're self included. That's right. And everybody at the church is a hypocrite. And them old dry old gospel songs. Lord, one backslider told me, and I'll not tell you who it is, they got back right with God, and I know they wouldn't want me to tell it. But they got backslid. And, boy, if I don't tell all this, it's going to get pretty close. Well, I'll just let you mind wonder. But when they got in the car with me and I turned on the gospel music, they said to me, and they're back right with God now. They said, when that gospel music came on, I just couldn't hardly stay in the car. You couldn't. If y'all ever been like that, how many of y'all ever? Don't raise your hand. Oh, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, when country music sounds better than gospel, you are backslid. I just want to. That's right. Now, if you're wondering now, they don't need to wonder about it no more. I just straightened that up for you. Huh? And y'all love me, and y'all know I'm a saved guy. And I'm not preaching all that good, but you don't believe I lied to you. So I just told you, now you know. Huh? I'll tell you what, you can't make folks come to church and do right and ain't liking it. Lord, it gets so hard, you preach your guts out. You do. You literally preach them out. You have to have them patched and tucked in and lay up and prop up. Now you know it's true, ain't it, preacher? You preach your guts out. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Listen, there may be somebody in this building even tonight. And I've got to hurry. Praise God. Amen. I've got to hurry and preach to you. Amen. But there might be somebody standing in the line that we don't recognize. They come to church and God moves and they don't even recognize that He moved at all. Amen. But it may be one night. Amen. We'll see. Some old wise colonel, like this colonel in the army. Amen. Sing some. Oh, there's something. Oh, listen. We don't want them to go to hell, do we? Amen. Come on. Do you believe in being? I know we don't believe in eternal salvation. You know, once saved, always. Do we believe once backslid, always? Sometimes we act like it. Can I ask you something? I talked to one old backslider years ago. He'd backslid. Lord, it was awful. And I called him up. I hate it so bad. And I traveled a long way to see him. And he looked at me and said, "Do me a favor. Backslid as he could be. Do me a favor." What? "Don't ever go down. Stay right. And don't give up on me." Huh? And you know, it's so disgusting. But oh, we can't do that. I said, we can't do that. Huh? What was it the woman told David about providing a way for her ostracized people, banished, to come home? Huh? Brother Ingram let me borrow. It's always like that. Yeah. He let me borrow that book by G. Campbell Morgan on the prodigal father's heart. Isn't that a wonderful book? This, the prodigal father. I'm done. The prodigal father's heart. Huh? Constantly. I don't know what it was, Brother Carpenter. That old boy down there in the hog pen. I don't know if he smelled just somebody baking bread over the hill. Him so hungry he could eat hog slop. And all of a sudden he smelled something coming, and maybe an old song went through his heart. "Come home. Come home, it's supper time." Huh? I don't know what it was, but something wafted through his mind and through his spirit. Brother, can we have a church like that? Where in the world, what in the world has happened to conviction? Hey, man, that where Christian people lived in a way. I know that religion is an exclusive thing. It's a garden. But brother, those spices don't stay in that garden. Y'all ain't getting this, are you? I said, yeah, he had a beautiful garden, and he waters, and it's fruitful, but the aroma goes over the wall. Hey, man, y'all help me preach a little bit. I'm telling you, church, we need a revival at Dryden Road. Hey, man, that'll not only waken God and waken us, but it'll waken this backslid world. Just about everybody down there in Buchanan County, hey, man, that has had an experience at one time or another in them old mountains, just crude old people, and I go visit them, and brother, everybody knows a little religion. But brother, we need to get it in a way where it'll awaken in their heart a love for home, a love for God, a love for church, a love for the saints. Amen. Listen to me now. We need an awakening. Amen. Somebody sing the song that'll awaken this backslid world. There's bread enough in my Father's house and to spare. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll... Preached here last night. I don't know how many come. Some of them probably ain't here tonight. But we still after them. Well, I tell you what, all I hear... It's kind of like that old boy. I've told everywhere. I got a hush now. Now that I finally get to feel like preaching, I just want to stay with it a minute. Praise God. But I would preach that revival, and an old guy in the back of the church, stomping around. And his sister was up praying for the Holy Ghost, and he got a little late, and he got nervous. I went back there to try to cheer him up a little. I said, "I understand you got saved about 3 weeks ago." "Yep, I sure did. And I ain't had nothing but trouble ever since." Now, boy, that just cut my approach off. I thought, now, whoa, here, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. It's better than that. I said, it's better than that. I tell you, there was something in them men's hearts. I'm talking about an awakening. There was something in them men's hearts. Andrew was such a sweet guy. And he ran and convinced his old, and you know, his brother was kind of, he was rough.
But he was something about Andrew that convinced his brother Peter that he had found the man they'd been looking for. Oh, hallelujah. I wish I could preach. I'm done. Here, if I ever got started, I'm finished. Praise God. I need an awakening. You need an awakening.
Amen.
Oh, lift your hands. Entertain the Lord in this house tonight, will you? Oh, waken somebody. Waken somebody up in this house. I wonder tonight, who feels the need to be aroused up tonight? You ever drive along? When I was younger, I used to try to do my all-nighters to get home to my family. And I'd feel the danger of that lethargy dropping. I told it in Bristol, I was preaching, I got to tell this, and it was just pretty, it's really humorous in a way. But I got so drowsy, I know that it could cost me my life. So I pulled off. Walk around. Smack my face. Huh? Get some fresh air. You know, don't drink coffee. So I had to get a Mountain Dew. Something with some punch. Huh? Walk around. Get alert before it's too late. Wake up before you pay the ultimate price.
Amen.
Wake up while you still have something. Before tragedy, before scandal, before it's too late, wake up!
You're right. You're right, son. Preach it. God bless you, Lord. You're right.
Let's stand. Chedabahika. Yeah. I don't pray. You won't mind if I pray, set their bed on fire, Lord. What, you remember folks used to say, I don't know, something just drawed me, something just pulled me, something just disturbed me. What about old time conviction? You can't make folks do right.
That's it. That's it.
But you can, what? Brother Benny, I heard him quote what one man said about you can't go against their will, but you can compel them. God can make them willing. Can't he do it? Out of his mercy. Can't he do it? Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Ask the Lord to bless somebody in this house tonight. Praise God. We're going to pray. Who feels like coming to this altar? Anybody? How about everybody coming? How many feels like, hey man, something has come into your life, has caused a laxness and a lethargy, and you don't even feel like doing anything for God anymore? How many needs an awakening? Why don't you just come right down here and let's pray on this altar, and let's pray a good time. Let's pray until we feel God awakening and us awakening, and get a burden to wake somebody else up before it's too late. Too late. Come on, somebody seek the Lord tonight.